Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ron Paul didn't want to run for president. We drafted him. It had incredible success because everybody heard about the bankers, how they were the real problem, about the inflation tax, about how the bankers were robbing us. Then everything Ron Paul talked about came true. Now, because of him, people know, because of us, all of us getting the word out, and Ron Paul, we know the bankers are the enemy. And nothing makes me madder than people then, after Ron Paul took the field, worked himself to death, his wife had a heart attack, almost died on the campaign trail, 73 years old during that campaign, now almost 75, and people sitting there talking trash about him, and people calling in saying, oh, we don't want to audit the Fed, we don't want to abolish the Fed, we'll get something new and worse. The Federal Reserve has already established world government. They're already set up an international banking system. It's called the IMF and World Bank. They just tried to have everybody pay taxes to the IMF and World Bank through the climate change fraud, and we're torpedoing that. And now, in this hour, I'm going to start at the 20 after, I am going to break down my plan to bring down the bankers, to expose them. The people are angry. They're learning the source of their problems. We can do it together. But we have COINTELPRO and all their useful idiots nitpicking at anyone and everyone who tries to stand up to the New World Order. Look, you as listeners know you're good patriots. And so call for all these Bernie Madoff types like Geithner and Bernanke and Summers and all of them in the White House caught in the lies about how they didn't know and they weren't involved and Tim Geithner wasn't involved in telling AIG not to tell the public the money was going to him and others. We have them. We have them. It will just take action. But you people, some of you out there, cannot believe we can win. I've seen so many wimps in my life. In business or with their kids or in a fist fight in high school or college, I've seen so many people lay down to a bully. Well, I am not laying down. I got fight in me. And I never thought I was special, but I guess nowadays it is weird to have fight in you, to have a backbone, to have some guts, to have something between your legs. I don't understand it. You got so much gusto to criticize people taking action. Why don't you get up off your butt then and give us the big master plan to bring down the New World Order? Zach in Texas, finish up what you were saying.
Well, my daughter goes to a private school, and then we get a thing saying to go on a field trip, we have to take an ethics and take a background check. And it just sounds like Fed-induced, you know, programs to, you know, break us down. And, you know, it just makes me mad. You know, that we have to do this. They have all that public information. If they want a background to check us, we don't need to take an ethics class. And we have, and then when we talked to the principal, she said it's in case a sex offender. I was like, that's public information. You know, you can look that up on anyone.
And no. It's guilty until proven innocent. A lot of school districts in Texas make you thumbprint and register and go into like a little prison cell to see your kids in the schools. This is the system taking your children away from you. The federal government, all the major heads of the Department of Education the last few decades have said, the state owns your children, they're going to take your children from you.
The private school, we wanted to not have a homeschool because, you know, we do want to socialize her and... But, you know, this is just, you know, crossing a line. That, you know,
so now the private school's doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's because they're state accredited, so they go under those policies. I tried to put my kids in a private school, and it was supposedly a Christian school, and it was all about global warming, killing the earth, and how good world government is, and how bad the Second Amendment is. This was teaching 5- and 6-year-olds this. And this is how they work, sir. Look, if you don't know about homeschooling, they've all got where your kids can go a couple days a week to homeschooling groups, different homeschooling academies. They've got all sorts of socialization, their own football leagues, baseball leagues, softball leagues, soccer leagues, swim leagues, camping leagues. But just outrageous, sir. Sorry to hear that, Zach.
But you shouldn't criticize it because you're for the New World Order if you're against that. You shouldn't be against the naked body scanners because you're for the New World Order if you're against it.
I mean, it doesn't even make sense. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to simulcast the syndicated radio broadcast in the third and fourth hour today, as we do every day, at PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up in the next segment, and for the balance of the hour, I'm going to break down. Rob, you can go ahead and bring that article in if you want. I'm going to break down what the bankers are doing, the strategy for defeating them, the strategy for stopping them. They have overstepped their bounds. They have engaged in arrogant, hubris-filled thieving on the grand scale. They have overstepped, miscalculated, and just like I told you with ClimateGate, the email gate, just like I've told you on other subjects, we have a big chance to really have another big victory here. So I'm going to play clips of Geithner, there's so many, and Bernanke saying they won't say where the money is, why that's so important, showing the perjury they've now committed. The White House now saying that Geithner had no knowledge of this, the money from AIG to Goldman Sachs and others, that is coming up. But when we go live next hour, I'm not going to spend more than 5 minutes on this, but it makes me mad, because I get emails occasionally on this, and I've seen people write articles about it. Christopher in California called in, very holier than thou, and I never get it when I get these emails or calls, and says, you claimed you had a secret state of Texas document saying that we were going to go to level 5 and 6 with the flu, and that never happened, and you don't have that document. When we wrote the article at the time, Texas doctor claims swine flu cases far worse than reported. And then we have the internal email sent out to health department people at the state of Texas. And it says on the email, not for distribution. And it has the phone number and name of the health department doctor, one of the head health department doctors in San Antonio, putting this out. And you can go read it. And it doesn't matter. You know, instead of us being proven right, like, wow, Alex in January, months and months before the flu hype started, said, I don't know what's going to happen, but the government in upstate New York, we have the internal state of New York documents that they're telling the cemeteries, get ready for hundreds of thousands dead, buried per cemetery, posted the full secret document with the names and phone numbers in the state of New York headlines, played the audio and had the investigative journalist on from the newspaper. That's what it's called online in Indiana and Illinois, who interviewed the emergency manager there when FEMA came in and said, get ready for martial law, over a million dead from Chicago from the flu. I said, I don't know if this is really going to happen, whether this is just to stage the feds taking over the states or whether it's just to make money off flu shots. But we've never seen a preparation like this. They're saying there's going to be a massive pandemic. Then April rolls around. 3 months later, 2.5 months later, and they hype up the non-event in Mexico. We expose that as a non-event. Then they say it's going to be horribly devastating here. Then we find out the vaccine's full of mercury and all this other garbage. And I say, I don't know what they're going to do, but I know this. They were preparing secretly before this even broke out. This is a fraud. And I said, here's the state of Texas document that we're really at level 5, because they were saying in April we were at level 4, and that we're going to level 6. And then it came out months later exactly what I said was true. Don't you remember him saying, oh, we were really at level 5 and then 6 months ago, but we didn't want to tell the public. I mean, I publish it with the name and the phone number, and COINTELPRO just says, we never went to level 5 or 6, Alex is lying, and he never posted the document. And then that's parroted. And, I mean, I don't toot my horn enough. We told you from Bilderberg in 2008 that they were going to run up gas prices. They were $60 a gallon, then it ran up to 150. People couldn't believe it. That was from Bilderberg. We were right about that. We reported that they were going to have some big flu hysteria in January, over and over and over again. All those videos, all those audios are all over the web. I need to hire more people and just have someone who posts all the places we were right, all the places we were accurate. See, that scares the establishment, folks, that we understand their number, that we've got their number, that we know how they're operating. That scares them. I mean, imagine the boldness of COINTELPRO and how weak-minded the government thinks people are, and they obviously are, to come out in a united front for months and say that we never went to level 6 and I'm a liar, when I said 2 months before they announced level 6 that they already gone to level 6, because here it is, flu update from Dr. Gitterle, G-I-T-T-E-R-L-E. This is email number 8220. This email message, including all attachments, is for the sole use of the intended recipients and may contain confidential student and or employee information. Unauthorized use disclosures prohibited under the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act, 20 U.S.C. I mean, it's all right here. Go read it. It says, if you get an undisclosed copy, please call the sender immediately or reply by email and destroy all copies of the original message, including attachments. So we post this with the name and phone numbers for you. And the feds get hopping mad and just come out and say, Jones never posted it. And parrots go, he never posted it. He never posted it. Hundreds of websites, the day we posted this, April 30th, went and put it on their sites. It's on record we did, and record that's a lie. But that's how they operate. They think you're so dumb. And then it goes on here. During the night, we crossed the threshold for the definition of World Health Organization Phase 6 global pandemic. This has not happened in any of our lifetimes so far. We are in uncharted territory. He goes on to say President Obama will declare an emergency sometime in the next 72 to 96 hours, which he actually did about 2 weeks later, a little bit longer than they thought. When this happens, all public gathering will be canceled for 10 days. So this is what the feds were telling the state of Texas. I suggest all of us avoid public gatherings, outdoor activities. This is how they were scaring the states to go along with it. Tamiflu was running out. Then they go into how they're going to announce to the public later. He goes on, there are 10 to 25 times more actual cases, not possible, but actual. So this is from a health department meeting. You can go read it all for yourself. So there you have it. And then I was told by this state employee that gave me this information, who I know, by the way, that they were told, as the document says, we're really at level 5, not 4, and they're going to announce a 6 in the next few weeks. And they did in about a month and a half, actually. So, again, but does that matter to the disinformation operatives? No, they just say this document doesn't exist. When we posted it that day, that's how disinformation works. We're on record in January telling you they were planning something big with the flu and telling you it was going to be a fraud to make money. And now here's the Daily Mail today. I have all the other mainstream news articles. The false pandemic. Drug firms cashed in on scare over swine flu, claims Euro health chief. Now members of the UN are in trouble for lying and putting out fear-mongering. When the federal government and the UN come out and put out this type of info, you bet we cover it, because they're capable of anything. The swine flu outbreak was a false pandemic driven by drug companies that stood to make billions. How many times did I tell you this? Of pounds from a worldwide scare, a leading health expert has claimed. Wolfgang Woodrig, head of the Health Council of Europe, accused the makers of flu drugs and vaccines of influencing the World Health Organization's decision to declare a pandemic. This led to the pharmaceutical firms ensuring enormous gains, while countries including the UK squandered their meager health budgets on millions being vaccinated against a relatively mild disease. Yeah, it's killed less than a third, and that's conservative, more like 10% of what the regular flu does this far along into the year. A resolution proposed by Dr. Woodrig, I want to get him on, calling for an investigation into the role of the drug firms, has been passed to the Council of Europe, the Strasbourg-based Senate responsible for European Court of Human Rights. An emergency debate will be held on this later this month. Dr. Woodrig comes as it emerged the British government is desperately trying to offload up to £1 billion, or close to $2 billion, of swine flu vaccine ordered at the height of the scare, because the public didn't buy into it. What did we do in January when they found out they were getting mass graves ready in Illinois, Indiana, Arizona, and New York State, and we got the secret documents and interviewed the health department heads and emergency managers? We said, we don't know what's really going to happen, but we've never seen the feds do this. And then out of the blue, they start hyping the flu. And we said, we don't know what's going to happen with this, but this is dangerous. This is serious business. People didn't buy into their hoax. They made huge profits off of it, but still not as big as they would have, but the government's bought it, so their profits were guaranteed. There's a revolving door between these government health chiefs and these private companies. Now a lot of them are getting in trouble and getting indicted in different countries. And so the truth is coming out. Another huge victory. If we would have bought into their fraud, they may have gone with a real pandemic. Now, let's expand on that. If we would have gone along with their fraud on Copenhagen, they would have won. Right now, they've still got their world government, but it didn't get everybody to sign on to it, and it's in deep trouble and sinking fast. Great job! We've gotten a lot of the bad stuff stripped out of the health care bill, it looks like, though it's still in secret. But they're saying the abortion clauses and some of the jail time's being cut back. And we could probably be able to repeal it when Republicans take the Congress. We're fighting back! And you bet the feds are mad and try to get us all in fighting with each other, because if they're not successful, they're going down. We did a great job on the flu, and your COINTELPRO failed, and our credibility has risen. They're desperate to destroy our credibility because they know we know the score.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
So all that information is available in our commercial paper program.
And who got the money?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks. Any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve's discount.
Tell us who they are.
No, because the reason that is counterproductive and will destroy the value of the program is that banks will not come to the
discount. Isn't that too bad?
Sorry?
In other words, isn't that too bad? They took the money, but they don't want to be public about the fact that they received it. We heard a whole lot about AIG. They're on the front pages.
These are very
now, I got banks, and I have businesses in the state of Vermont who are in a lot of trouble. Not banks. Our banks, by the way, are doing pretty well. Now, how do these guys who are honest business people get it? Do you have to be a large, greedy, reckless financial institution to apply for these monies?
There is no subsidy. There is no capital involved. There is no gift involved.
Total lie. Okay, that's enough from him. We have clip after clip of Bernanke telling Grayson, telling Senator Sanders, telling Ron Paul, telling Congressman Stern, telling Issa, Congressman Issa, that they will not tell him where the money went. We're going to be playing those clips into the next hour. Webster Griffin Tarpley is going to join us to talk about Bankster Gate and how we bring down the private Federal Reserve and give the power back to Congress and stop these internationalists. And I'm going to be breaking down the strategy and how these people have miscalculated coming up. But here's another clip of Bernanke before Congress.
Lending to those banks, we're lending to the central bank. The central bank is responsible for repaying us.
So who got the money?
To financial institutions in Europe and other countries.
Which ones?
I don't know.
$500 billion, and you don't know who got the money?
The loan went to the loans go to the central banks, and they then put them out to their institutions to try to bring down short-term interest rates in dollar markets around the world.
Well, let's start with which central banks got the money.
There are 14 of them, which are listed in our... I'm sure they're listed in here somewhere.
All right. So who actually made that decision to hand out $1 trillion that way, $500 billion? Who made that decision?
The Federal Open Market Committee.
Okay. And was it done at one time or in a series of meetings?
A series of meetings.
And under what legal authority?
We have a longstanding legal authority to do swaps with other central banks. It's not an emergency authority of any kind.
Anything specific about it?
Do you know the...
Okay. So there he is saying he won't say where the money went. Now, we have Geithner saying similar things over and over and over again in Fall of the Republic and the Obama deception. The point here is you now have Bloomberg reporting last Thursday that Geithner, as the head of the private Federal Reserve. Now, there's Bernanke in early 2009 testifying before the House Banking Committee and Congressman Grayson. And he won't say who got the money. And he says the private central banks through the Federal Reserve, they know. But they won't say. Well, who was the head in 2008 of the head Federal Reserve Bank that makes all the decisions? Other branch banks have criticized them, Kansas City, Dallas, and others, saying what was happening was illegal. Even Federal Reserve Bank chairmen of different regions have said this is wrong. They've been out of the loop, trying to cover their butts. Who was the head guy? It was Geithner at the New York Fed. And so he's talking about, well, the Federal Reserve got that money, but we're not going to say who got it. So they're openly saying, we won't tell you who got it. And he's openly admitting the man that made the decision was Timmy Geithner. And so now we have Gibbs, the White House press secretary, Friday, unequivocally saying, and Geithner's on record saying, he didn't know that the New York Fed, the head of policy for the Federal Reserve Holding Company, it's a holding company for private banks, well, they don't want an audit, he said, this is the key, he said he knew nothing about orders to the Federal Reserve to tell AIG with the $220-plus billion they were given a loan that they gave out to J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others for bonuses. He's saying that he wasn't involved in the decision to tell them to make it secret, even though the Fed chairman, Bernanke, and the New York Fed chairman, the real head of the system at the time, Geithner, are on record separately in Congress saying, we won't tell you who got the money. So they're on record making it secret. But now they've lied to the public. They've now lied to Congress. They now have made public statements saying that they didn't know that the Federal Reserve that they run told AIG to keep that secret, even though it came out, nobody's pointing this out, 7-8 months ago. Remember this? And that Bank of America actually recorded it in the meetings when Paulson in 2008, head of the Treasury, was telling them they had to take the money and had to keep it secret who they gave it to. They used Bank of America, AIG, and others to pay out their own bonuses to themselves.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner potentially facing criminal charges, according to Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. There's a long way to go between here and there, so stay with us. It all deals with how the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, handled AIG, and he was in charge of that, the American Insurance Group, during the depths of the financial crisis. It's about what he did with them. Geithner headed the bank then. Bloomberg News reports that the New York Fed told AIG to withhold details from the public about its payments to banks. It reports AIG wrote in a draft that it paid banks, including Goldman Sachs, every penny on the dollar for toxic credit default swaps. Those are insurance-like contracts for financial institutions that aren't regulated and don't have to be backed by cash. The New York Fed crossed that line out of the report, according to reports citing emails between the two companies. With us now to help explain this and what the legal ramifications are, Judge Andrew Napolitano. I got to tell you, I just read all that. I didn't read it very well, and I don't understand it.
I think you read it quite well.
I didn't read it well. Would you help us understand?
Sure. Tim Geithner was the president of the New York Federal Reserve Bank in the fall of 2008 when the Federal Reserve and the Treasury and the White House and the Congress decided to bail out AIG.
Right.
In the process of that bailing out of AIG, many, many documents were exchanged. If you went to the bank to borrow money, you had to fill out documents. One of the documents documents AIG filled out said, we owe X dollars to Goldman Sachs and we plan on paying them 100 cents on the dollar. According to Bloomberg, emails that came out yesterday say that lawyers for the Federal Reserve Bank said, we were told to strike this from the form so that AIG would not reveal to the Treasury Department or to the public that this money was going to be paid to Goldman Sachs because that's a politically toxic issue. Goldman Sachs making a fortune, making 100 cents on the dollar with federal funds. Now, if you go to buy a $25 savings bond from the federal government and you falsify the document to acquire that bond, you can go to jail.
That's right.
If you borrow $185 billion from the government, like AIG did, and you falsify a document, even if the government told you to do so, the people involved can go to jail.
Okay, so this is the magnitude of what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to hear it from Napolitano at Fox, but also Ed Schultz is talking about this with former New York Governor Elliot Spitzer. Now, remember, Spitzer, right as the banker bailout had just happened, in early 2009, he came out and talked about how this was criminal, how this was a fraud, how you couldn't have the Federal Reserve in a revolving door with the federal regulators paying themselves hundreds of millions of dollars, at least $200 million, paid to then-Treasury Secretary Paulson. Money paid to Geithner, formerly of Goldman Sachs. All of these guys formerly worked there or were the heads of it, in the case of Paulson. Okay. Now, we have them on record. This is all a confidence game. Arrogantly telling Congress over and over again, Tim Geithner, Bernanke, all of them, we're not going to tell you where the money went. We're not going to tell you where the money went. We're not going to tell you where the money went. Well, we know where the money went because they file it on their tax forms. Billions and billions and billions and billions went to each of the big private Federal Reserve shareholding banks. But the management team that got the lion's share, the people they chose in this criminal operation were Goldman Sachs. Remember, Goldman Sachs late last year came out in a five-part series. Their internal emails got out from federal lawsuits in McClatchy newspapers that they were planning the housing bubble. They knew they were planning to implode the credit default swaps and the insurance policies on this crud, these derivatives that they rated. And so they sold all of this to Bank of America and everybody else and AIG and others insured it. And so they paid it off with taxpayer money. They premeditatedly did this. And the documents show they did it to destroy their competition, Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, and others. Which a year plus ago, back in October of last year, or of 2008, of 2 years ago, all of our financial guests, Tarpley, Bob Chapman, Paul Craig Roberts, all top economists, all economists, told you exactly what was going on precisely. What came out? 10 months ago, Fall of the Republic came out 3 months ago, 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago. What came out 10 months ago? Obama deception. What detailed all of this? My point in saying that is this is all part of the public record. The fact that Bloomberg came out and said, oh, you're excising federal documents, that's a crime. And Geithner says, no, I didn't. I didn't know anything about that. The confidence man has now finally acted like what he's doing is illegal. It was always illegal. Now people are going, wait, this is illegal. Doesn't matter if you're wearing a $3,000 suit. Doesn't matter if your daddy was the employer of Obama's mama. Doesn't matter how powerful you are, son. You're in trouble. And now House panel wants Geithner to testify about New York Fed and AIG. We're going to cover all this and my strategy, my idea, to take the fight to the enemy and fully discredit these people once and for all. Because it's all or nothing. If we don't, they win. And I want to describe what the bankers winning looks like. But let's go to Ed Schultz, Friday, Elliot Spitzer, cover ISIS, Geithner, AIG, New York Fed investigation. Here it is.
And in my playbook tonight, I think Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner has got a story to tell. And so does the House Oversight Committee, because they want him to testify about his time when he was the head of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. We found out yesterday that while Geithner was in charge, the New York Fed told insurance giant AIG to keep quiet about overpaying Wall Street firms using their taxpayer-funded bailout money. That information came to light after email between AIG and the Fed were made public. Now, former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer thinks there's more skeletons in AIG's closet. He's pushing for full disclosure of the company's emails, accounting documents, and financial models from the last 10 years. Governor Spitzer joining us tonight here on The Ed Show. Governor, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Ed. Always great to be here.
I want to play this piece of tape first because it came up in the White House briefing today. This is Robert Gibbs, somewhat defending Tim Geithner. Here it is.
Secretary Geithner was not involved in any of these emails. These decisions did not raise to his level at the Fed. These are emails and decisions made by officials at a independent regulatory agency.
How do you know that he wasn't involved? He was a leader of New York Fed. So.
Right, but it wasn't on the emails that have been talked about and wasn't party to the decision that was being made.
Now, Eliot, you're a prosecutor. I mean, the White House is on record now. This is pretty dangerous territory if they're wrong, isn't it?
Well, yes, and I'm a little surprised he was making such definitive statements about Tim Geithner's involvement or lack of involvement, because, frankly, nobody...
You can watch the rest of the clip where the governor says that they're in a lot of trouble at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, you notice that Spitzer got set up for visiting high-priced hookers, and that the FBI had been surveilling him for years. And that's because they knew that Eliot Spitzer was a good guy. They knew that he actually was against the Ponzi schemes and the fraud, and he wanted to make his name for himself as a presidential contender in the future by going after these people. And he wrote editorials in major newspapers exposing the fraud while it was happening in late 2008. And so in the midst of that, they shut him down and discredited him. Now, it's not good morally to be running around having sex with hookers. But what's worse, a man liking women? I mean, look at King David having people killed so he could have their women. What's worse, a man liking women or private central banks bankrupting the financial system, threatening martial law against Congress in October of 2008, if they didn't give total and complete power over to the banks to do whatever they wanted? Now, they're going to argue that because Congress said, okay, you've got a blank check, they could do this. But that's like saying that the Weimar Republic capitulated to Hitler after he firebombed the Reichstag and gave him unlimited power. Just because the government says someone can commit crimes doesn't mean a president can't give himself a pardon for barbecuing small children on the White House lawn. The government can't come out and say black people are slaves again and say, well, we say it's the law, so get out there to the farm and we're going to hitch a plow to you like you're a mule. But even in the powers that Congress unlawfully, unconstitutionally, illegally gave them, they still couldn't do this. And that's why we have the clips in Fall of the Republic and Obama deception, where Paulson and others are asked, who gave you the authority to give yourself bonuses in the tune of hundreds of millions? And Paulson turns red and starts stuttering and says, well, the Treasury Department did. He didn't say, I did. He's the head of the Treasury. I mean, what's next? Is Paulson going to say, oh, I didn't know Treasury gave me a waiver. I'm just the Treasury head. And that's what he says. He says, well, you know, the different regulatory bodies within the Treasury Department decided that was fine and got a waiver. And the congressman says, oh, who gave you that waiver? He said, oh, the Treasury Department. Folks, they can't give themselves waivers to steal billions of dollars. Don't you understand that? It's fundamental. And so they just thought because they're wearing fancy three-piece suits and they're up there on television waving magic wands that they could get away with this. And we, as a people, have to point out that the bankers are the criminals. They are the New World Order. People every day, well, who are the New World Order? Well, who are they? They are the ultra-rich robber barons at the turn of the last century, 110 years ago roughly, who got laws passed in Europe, England, the United States, that they could control the issuance of total currency and credit. So a handful of families, less than 20 families, were able to produce unlimited fiat wealth. So they could buy armies, they could buy newspapers, they could buy media, they could buy politicians, they could buy factories, they could buy land, but that isn't enough for them. So you look at who founded the UN, the Rockefellers, one of the chief families in banking. You look at who founded NATO, the Rockefellers, on record. You look at who set up the EU, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and the Royal Family of England, who are related to the Dutch Royal Family, who are so rich their wealth is secret, according to the Associated Press. I mean, the Dutch may be richer than the Royals of England. They're cousins, the same people. It's like if you got a French bulldog, it's related to every other French bulldog, or a Doberman, it's related to all other Dobermans. I mean, it's just one group of crooks. And they sit up there and devise the phony environmental movement over 100 years ago, knowing people care about conservation, knowing that T.S. Lewis's The Jungle had just come out about the horrible working conditions and toxic waste. And so they said, well, we'll control the opposition. We'll come in and have the federal government conserve all these lands and things that our competition owns, thus making our wealth more valuable. I mean, if you shut down your competition's coal mines or gold mines or silver mines or timber, and then your timber, gold and silver and oil gets left alone, what happens? It's called artificial scarcity. How does the De Beers with the Oppenheimer family, how do they have a world diamond monopoly when diamonds are semi-precious? They do it through force and government coercion and power. This is the world government. And that's why they're in the BBC announcing yesterday, oh, for environmental reasons, we want rationing of food. You'll get your national ID card, and when you've bought your allotment of food and shelter for the year, it taps out. And you pay us the rest in taxes. When you look at who funds the Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, the UN, all the environmental land-grabbing groups, it's the IMF, the World Bank, the Bank of England, the Federal Reserve, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase are two of the biggest contributors. They're always at the very top of the list. Generally, the top two. Paulson has given over $100 million, go look it up, just to radical environmentalist movements. This is how they take your property. This is why, as Lord Monckton agreed with me last week, they had the ruling, what was it, 6 years ago, New London, the Kelo New London decision. Did you read the decision? It just didn't say that private interests can lobby to have your land taken. It says you don't have to be paid just compensation. In fact, cue up that clip out of Australia with the Australian farmer, because the same thing is now happening in the United States and England, where they just openly say, we're taking your property without paying you. If your land ever had trees on it and you cleared it, now you can't use it, and there's a tax on any sheep you put on it. That's coming here. The UN biospheres, hundreds of miles around, major parks, you can't have your own cattle or a gold mine. This is on record. This already goes on here, and this is receivership to the banks. Play part of the clip.
Peter Spencer could easily be any one of us, a hard-working Aussie now embroiled in a life-and-death fight to save his home and his livelihood. He doesn't want sympathy, he just wants a fair go. Now on day 46 of a hunger strike, his family has grave concerns for his health and want him to give up his tower protest. Before he does that, he wants a meeting with Kevin Rudd. But as James Thomas found out, the Prime Minister apparently has more pressing matters to deal with than a farmer in his backyard.
The first two nights I was minus four. But the rain and the wind and the swaying all at once is just, it whips you about like you're in a mix master.
I just keep going. I just keep going. I just keep going. They've got the wrong person if they think I'll walk away.
As a part of Australia's commitment to protect native vegetation and to reduce carbon emissions under the Kyoto Protocol, Peter and thousands of farmers like him across the country have been subjected to a government-imposed ban on land clearing. The saved trees are natural carbon sinks worth an estimated $10.8 billion to the government in reduced carbon emissions should Kevin Rudd's emissions trading scheme go ahead. But here's the rub. The farmers, who can no longer develop this land, have received no compensation.
They're welcome to take my land, but the Constitution says they have to pay.
Not only for him, for us as well. He's fighting for all Australian farmers.
Peter's hunger strike has galvanised the farming community. On Monday, hundreds of supporters gathered at Parliament House and at Peter's property in the Southern Highlands to force the government to meet Peter's demands that farmers be justly compensated for what they describe as the insidious, deceitful theft of their land.
Why should they take without paying?
Like bloody hell. It's not just farmers, it's people that own things. Property rights. Freehold.
Do you understand? This is already being done here. We'll be right back.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-580-7310. It's filled with top-quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-7310. That's 1-800-580-7310. 1-800-580-7310.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Peter's hunger strike has galvanized the farming community. On Monday, hundreds of supporters gathered at Parliament House and at Peter's property in the Southern Highlands to force the government to meet Peter's demands that farmers be justly compensated for what they describe as the insidious, deceitful theft of their land.
Why should they take without paying?
Like bloody hell. It's not just farmers, it's people that own things. Property rights. Freehold. That's what it means.
The only response from the Prime Minister's office is he has said the government does not take any notice of people taking passive protests, as in what, hunger strikes, or threatening the government. They say, we make laws and rules and policies.
the Copenhagen Agreement state in Copenhagen, it said that you will pay taxes on land and all property and whatever the global government wants, it will take and give to the IMF and World Bank, themselves international arms of the Federal Reserve and Bank of England, for global government of, for, and by the bankers. This is why the bankers must be defeated. They are now coming out saying they want to have a national sales tax and value-added tax and excise taxes to, quote, pay off the debt. Obama has grown the government more than any president before him, spending more than all presidents combined in less than a year. They are raping us. They are stealing everything. And the New London Kelo decision in the Supreme Court of coming up on 6 years ago states they can take your property and give it to private interest without just compensation, without any money, without any money. And they tell greedy neighbors, in the case of Connecticut, oh, don't worry, you're going to get a big chemical plant for a pharma maker. And now that big pharma has pulled out and nothing's being built. But they bulldoze everybody's houses. And all over the country, I see reports of people being paid nothing. In Texas, you get orders that, oh, this company wants your land. Here's the offer, 5 cents on the dollar. If you don't agree in 1 month, we just take it. This is all for the bankers. So we had better expose Geithner and point out that he's only the scapegoat. Yes, he's engaged in crime. We need state grand juries, federal grand juries to indict these people. We need an audit of the Fed. We need Geithner before Congress. We need full investigations. We need all those emails and orders released where they were ordering the money from the bailout directly into Geithner, Paulson, Summers, Rubin, Greenspan, Bernanke, all directly into their pockets and thousands of others. Hundreds of millions of dollars apiece. Some of the CEOs of those companies, one made over $1 billion off the bailout personally. Webster Tarpley is coming up at the 8 after in the second segment of the next hour. And we'll continue discussing this and take your calls, but we're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 3 minutes when we start the third hour, the halfway point in this radio broadcast. I want to make a correction. I said another name of an author. I got it mixed up. It was Upton Sinclair who wrote The Jungle. I think he also wrote Oil or There Will Be Blood. The point is, I read that back in high school about the horrors of the industrialist and how they set up the environmental movement later. I was making that point. It was Upton Sinclair wrote The Jungle. Thanks to Rob Dew for correcting me on that. That's the type of mistakes I make. But all of this is going on. The people now know who the real enemy is. The people now have identified who they really are, that they're involved in crime. But here's the deal. If we don't expose these people, they're going to bankrupt the states further and federalize them. NORTHCOM is meant to ensure that the military keeps the people down if they try to peacefully stand up, so that this criminal receivership, this transfer, this bankrupting of the U.S., like the IMF and World Bank have done to countless third world countries, can be completed. We are going into bondage like Mexico or North Korea or Nigeria. We must say no to this now. This was done through fraud. They create Ponzi schemes so big, they trick the governments under threat of financial collapse into giving the bankers total power. It's fraudulent. It's wrong. And whether you're a conservative, a liberal, a libertarian, a police officer, a school teacher, whoever you are, a rancher, a farmer, an auto mechanic, or a doctor, you should know your mortal enemy is the private bankers, and it's either us or them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.